Good morning, Boker Tov. Welcome back to 10 Minutes of Meaning. Nathan Zucker's here in the flesh. 10 Minutes of Meaning is generously sponsored anonymously. Lezecher Nishmas Alter Shlomo Ben Pinchas. Help yourself to coffee and donuts, which are the privileges of being here in person rather than only online. We are on the 22nd parak of Mesilas Shesharim. The Ramchal has been telling us how to be a best or better version of ourselves, how to live with alacrity and zeal and mindfulness, how to purge the negative qualities from ourselves, and all of the other wonderful, wonderful qualities. And all the way towards the end of the Sefer, if you look how little we have left, we come up to the Midah of Anava, of modesty, of humility. As we've been developing, as we've been learning, humility is not thinking less of ourselves, it's thinking of ourselves less often. It's to realize the skills, the brachas, the talents that we have, but to understand and recognize that they are on loan from Hashem, they are not part of our permanent collection. So whatever a person has been gifted with, an intellect, intelligence, a memory, artistic, athletic ability, whatever creativity, entrepreneurship, whatever talents or skills, whatever success one has been given, they're not ours and they're not earned and they're not permanent. They are on loan and they can disappear. So Ramchal told us, Im asherhu yismach bechelko. If you're wealthy, if you broke through and you're successful, believe me, there were thousands, millions of other people as smart as you, same education as you, same work ethic as you. Why did you break through and they didn't? It's the Ribono Shel Olam. So don't take credit and don't swell with arrogance and don't be prideful because it's not you. It all comes from Him. It all comes from above. In Gibur Hu, Olav L'Avar L'Koshlam, you're mighty, you're strong, either literally physically or you're positioned with strength in life. What do you think? It's you? You were blessed with that DNA, that bone structure, those genetics. Maybe you worked hard in the gym. Maybe you worked hard in life to have a network, to be in a position of strength. But you think you're stronger? So many others could have and should have been. You are lucky, and therefore it's on loan from Hashem. It's not part of your permanent collection. And this type of analysis, as we look at our lives with the self-awareness, somebody who has wealth and prosperity, somebody who has health and wellness, somebody who has intelligence, high IQ and memory, somebody who has artistic ability, entrepreneurship, whatever your talent or skill, lest you look in a mirror and feel prideful, as the Ran, the Drusha Saran writes, don't feel kochi va'otzam yadi, it's not my strength, my power, my skill set, but live life and recognize always, hu anosein lecha koach la'asos chayel. He gives us the koach. He gives us the skill, the strength, the acumen. In the same way He gave it, it could disappear. Now is usually when I break into my examples. Chuck Knobloch, who couldn't throw the baseball, Golden Glove winner. And he lost the ability to throw the baseball from second base to first base. He had to throw it underhand and he had to retire from baseball. A Gold Glove winner, all-star, Major League Baseball player, couldn't throw a ball as well as an 8-year-old and had to retire from the game. Because Hashem gave it, and Hashem took it away. There are world-class singers who have illustrious careers, and they're diagnosed with polyps on their throat or other issues. A famous female singer just now, her career is over because she's been diagnosed with something. She had to cancel all of her concerts. Kadosh Baruch Hu lends it, and He can take it back. So never feel pride or arrogance. No matter how much success you have, no matter how much fame or fortune you have, no matter how much accomplishment or achievement you have, a person who is ma'ayin v'zbonenos aroylo, if you just think and have a self-awareness and self-evaluation and reflect on that very fact, then kishizbora is etzlo yikra anav amiti. You're going to be real anav, not a fake anav, not what we call a humble brag. I was so humbled to be honored by, and the world should know. It's not a humble brag. Genuine, real, authentic humility is when you're sitting in a room with no one around and you're thinking to yourself, how lucky, how fortunate, what a lottery winner I am, and how quickly and easily it could disappear. I will never, ever, ever let it get to my head, and I'll never live like it's part of my permanent life. Like David HaMelech said to Michal, and if I were to be even more lowly within my own eyes, humility has to be authentic and real. It's not fake. You all know the joke. On Yom Kippur, the rabbi who says, who am I, Achfar ve'efer, he falls to the ground. The chazan, what am I, Achfar ve'efer, he falls to the ground. Yankel in the third row gets up, who am I, what am I, Achfar ve'efer, he falls to the ground. The rabbi turns to the president, he says, look who thinks he's a nothing. It's not, You can't act like a nothing. A person has to b'machshava. That's what the Ramchal is distinguishing. First b'machshava, then b'maisa. People get it backwards. They do it first b'maisa. No. Don't honor. Don't give me the aliyah. Don't give me maftir. Don't say nice things about me. When I was a young Rav, Rabbi Weberman, Zichrono Levracha, Miami Beach, the great Rabbi Weberman, there was a gathering of Rabbanim, and he spoke about his some insights from his career. And he told the story about the woman at the whatever breakfast, the mikvah breakfast, the neshe breakfast, whatever the event was, who chaired and put the whole thing together. And must have told him 10 times, whatever you do, Rabbi, don't speak about me. Whatever you do, don't speak about me. So he was a Rav. He took a person's word seriously. And they held the event and he didn't speak about her. Afterwards, he found out from everyone she was so upset, so disappointed. How could he not acknowledge her? How could he not thank her? So he told us, a group of young Rabbanim, you need to know the glossary. You need to know the dictionary for rabbis. That when she said, whatever you do, please don't speak about me, what she meant was, whatever you do, please don't forget to speak about me. So that's not humility. That's not humility. Humility is when a person feels, Vaisi shofal be'enai, like David HaMelech said to his wife, Vaisi shofal be'enai. Humility is, I do it because it's the right thing to do. I do it because it gives nachas ruach to the Ribbono Shalom. I do it because I'm trying to improve and repair and redeem his world. I don't need the acknowledgement. I don't need the praise. I don't need the ayin hara. I don't need the attention. I do it because it's the right thing to do. And whatever gifts have positioned me to do whatever I'm doing, to lend my work, my wealth, or my wisdom, whatever has been given to me, it could all disappear. How great are those who are humble? Because when the Beis HaMikdash stood, a person who brought a carbon ola got schar for a carbon ola. Mincha schar mincha biyado. You brought a carbon mincha, you got schar for a carbon mincha. Aval misha daito shvala alav. Mal alav akasuk ki lehikrev kol hakarbanos kulam. But if when you brought the carbon, you didn't say, you know how expensive this animal is? My carbon should go first. Do you know who I am? I protect you. I'm on the fast track lane at the Beis HaMikdash. I've got the fast pass at the Beis HaMikdash. Person who did what they did with a shval ruach, with a humility and a modesty, then they were considered and thought of like they brought kol hakarbanos kulam. Shenemar zivche elokim ruach nishbara. Pasuk in Tehillim. Harei zeh shevach shel nemuchei haruach sheim anavim belibam umachshavasam. That's the praise that we give to ma'od ma'od. To the people who are ma'od ma'od. Ma'od ma'od are the same letters as Adam. Adam ki akriv mikem. To be an Adam is ma'od ma'od. Shvar ruach. A person has to be exceedingly humble. These are the two attributes both the Rambam and the Ramban agree to. When it comes to most characteristics, most character traits, we walk the golden mean. Find that balance. Don't be extreme. But when it comes to humility and anger, a person has to be exceedingly humble. Don't flirt with being prideful, exceedingly humble. So this is Perichav Beis. We're all the way at the end of Mesilas Yesharim. Wouldn't you think Mesilas Yesharim, the first step in the journey towards self-perfection would be humble. Let's start. The first conversation is, you're a gornished, you're nothing, you're future worm food. So don't be proud. Okay, now we could start. Instead, it comes all the way at the end. First, you have to master Zahirus and Zrius and Nikias, and you have to master all these other incredibly difficult qualities, and only later stage and step, Rav Pinchas ben Yair, does the Ramchal develop the notion of humility. Why does it come all the way at the end? We'll pick up with it, Amir Tzashem, next time, Living with the Moon in 15 minutes. Have a fantastic day. Stay happy, stay healthy, and stay holy.